saving money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes. Whether you're pouring a walkway, concrete slab, or setting a post, we have the right product at the best price to complete your project. Shop our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online... He left the haunted farmhouse more than 30 years ago, so why does he still sleep with the bedroom door cracked open, leave lights on at night, and run up basement stairs?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oh, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. And if you have a real ghost story and you'd like to share it with us, please do that. You can call us at 855-853-4802 or write it down. We'll read it. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd like to become a premium subscriber, you most certainly can. Sign up at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. And Kathy, this story today, we have talked about paranormal PTSD.
Yeah.
That we kind of jokingly refer to it as that. I think I recently said it stood for paranormal trauma syndrome disorder, which a syndrome disorder.
I like it.
A stupid thing to say, a syndrome disorder. But we've kind of referred to that like kind of what it kind of traumatizes you. And that's what this first story is all about.
Oh, I am 100% that there is trauma that goes with it. It takes years to, and still to this day, I will have kind of flashbacks to it or dreams and stuff. So yeah, no, it's there still.
And I don't want to make light of PTSD because that's really a different thing too. It's living with trauma and every night you go to bed, you know, so... As a kid, you go to bed at night and you're like, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Right. Oh my God, right. It's happening. What is it? I don't want to know what it is, but I want to know what it is. Why is it walking around?
Yeah.
And just this constant. And so it's weird. Kathy and I still can't, like, I have to have my bedroom door open a little bit because I have cats and they will come in and out. And if you don't have it open, they will make sure you get up and open it every time they went in. Closet door. I can't have my closet door open because I don't know why. Like, is something watching me? I don't know.
I would lose my mind if the closet door was open.
But you and I frequently talk about having a hand over the edge of the bed or a foot sticking out of the covers. Can't do either of those things. Mm-hmm. I can have my hand out of the covers, but it can't be hanging over the mattress. I don't know why.
Well, and the thing is like, if you live in a place, even I think the longer you live in it too, because we were there about what, 5 years,
six years?
Yeah. It dictates your every move. Like not just this or that, but you think, I want to go upstairs, but is anybody else upstairs? Like I don't want to go up there and be the only one there.
Yeah.
Right? Or, oh, I got to go to the bathroom so bad, but there's no way I could go there right now. With blah, 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 whatever reason. Like, there's all these things, just like you're just normal things that you kind of take for granted. You go, oh, I couldn't possibly do that right now, you know, or I have to only go in this particular room if somebody's there or whatever, or go together with some. It's very strange to live like that.
Yes.
Where you're just afraid to move or go certain places or do certain things. It's just, you go, you know, I want a drink of water. Wait a minute. Is anybody down there? Is anybody in the kitchen? Because if not,
or going
I
to the
go.
Bathroom. Like there was no getting up to go to the bathroom at night.
No way.
Ever.
Yeah.
But a story like this, actually, as much as we talk about ghost stories and we talk about all kinds of different ghost stories, but this actually kind of makes me feel more valid in my own feelings. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, I do.
Okay, so all those nightmares I had for years and years and years, other people have had that too. So here's the story. It says, I've been meaning to write you guys ever since you brought up paranormal PTSD on the show. It made me think about something I've never really put together until now. When I was 6 years old, my dad took a new job. We moved into an old farmhouse out in the country. We lived there for about 4 years before I got transferred again. During the day, I loved the place. My brother and I were outside all the time, riding bikes, catching frogs, doing all the normal thing kids do. If someone had asked me back then if I liked living there, I would have said yes. It was only after everyone went to bed that I hated the house. I don't remember exactly when it started, but after we'd been there for a little while, I got to where I dreaded going upstairs at night. I'd find excuses to stay downstairs as long as I could. I'd ask if I could finish watching TV with my parents, or I'd say I wasn't tired yet. We did the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, I'd have to go to bed anyway, and I'd just lie there listening. The footsteps are what I remember the most. Everyone else was asleep. I'd hear someone walking down the hallway toward my room. The footsteps would stop right outside my bedroom door, and I'd stare at the doorknob, waiting for it to move. Sometimes, I'd get brave enough to throw the blankets off, run to the door, and yank it open. That's brave.
Oh, gee, Very brave. Are you kidding? Whoa.
Every single time, the hallway was empty. That happened often enough that I came to expect it. There were nights when I'd wake up because I was sure I'd see someone standing in my room. Once or twice, I remember seeing what looked like a person near the doorway, but most of the time, it wasn't even that. It was just the feeling that somebody else was there. Looking back now, I've wondered plenty of times, was I dreaming? But when you're 6 years old, you don't think that way. You just know you're scared. My parents really did try to help. My mom would come upstairs, check the room, sit with me until I calmed down, tell me everything was okay. My dad always thought I was having bad dreams or letting my imagination get away from me. I don't blame either of them because honestly, I think I would have done the same thing if one of my own kids had come to me with that story. The strange part was that every once in a while, somebody else in the family would mention something. My brother came into my room one night because he said somebody had whispered his name. My dad got out of bed more than once because he thought one of us kids was walking around upstairs after we'd all gone to sleep. One afternoon, my mom mentioned hearing footsteps upstairs while she was the only one home. We never called the house haunted. Nobody sat around trying to figure it out. Those things would get mentioned, and by the next day, life would be back to normal. My dad got transferred again, and we moved. As far as I know, whatever was happening stayed in that house. I never had another experience. Years went by, I grew up, I got married, I've had kids. I never really thought much about that farmhouse anymore. There really wasn't any reason to. I wasn't seeing things or hearing things. I wasn't afraid of my house. There were just things I had always done. I never shut the bedroom door all the way when I went to bed. If I had to go downstairs after everyone else was asleep, I'd turn on the lights instead of walking through the dark. In fact, I hate walking into a dark room, so I'm always flipping lights on. If I forgot something in the basement, I'd turn on the light before I even opened the door, and I'd come back upstairs a whole lot faster than I went down. I always leave a light on in the bathroom or the hallway. I've always done that. None of those things seemed unusual because they've just been part of my routine for as long as I can remember. Then I heard you guys start talking about paranormal PTSD. A couple nights later, I was carrying a basket of laundry upstairs from the basement. I hit the light switch, came up the stairs faster than I needed to, shut the basement door behind me, and it suddenly hit me. I was doing the exact same things I did when I was a kid. Not because I think my house is haunted, just because somewhere along the way, those little routines became part of who I am. I left that house more than 30 years ago, but every night I still sleep with a bedroom door cracked open. I still leave lights on. I still run up basement stairs. Maybe those are just habits. I just never realized where they came from until you guys talked about it. Thanks for reading this. I enjoy the show very much, Nate. I get that.
Yeah, I get that.
My house is not haunted. I just all the things that I mentioned before I read that story.
100%.
And I do leave a light on in my house every night, as you well know. I have a light in my kitchen that I leave on all night every night because I don't like waking up and not seeing. I want to be able to see something. So I get that. Totally get it.
You know, and I think that, yes, it could be habit, but It's also a little deeper than habit, I think. It's the fear of it could come back.
I think right? it's habit. I think it's habit, but it's habit that stems from being scared is, and trying to control your environment better.
But you, if it was just habit, you know, you could train yourself to have the light off or something. But something is just in the back of your mind and not letting you do that. It's like, yeah, but it could be there. You know, it could, like, why the closet door is an issue? Well, because maybe.
And I don't even
go. Always the weird maybe with me.
I don't even go that far with it. Like, I just, ooh, I can't have that. I went to bed the other night. I laid down. And like I said, I leave my bedroom door open, but it's not very far. And I had left it open entirely too far. Okay. I've got to get up and shut that a little bit because that is way too far. I can see into the other room.
But that's it. You just said it because, oh my God, I could see, right? And I can't do that. Why?
I don't have any idea. Because I also leave a light on in the kitchen so I can see if I do have to get
afraid.
Up.
I think you're a little bit afraid.
I just think it's habits. And I think habits that stem from fear. And it's controlling my environment. A little bit at night anyway?
I think it's always in the back of my mind that it could be there. It just could be. And then, and again, I have had weird things happen to me wherever I live. So, you know, there's that. Even the house I'm living in now has had some odd things happen. So it's just always to me, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
There could be that thing that's in the closet. Right. Well, and then, you know, I did have something knocking on my closet from the inside. So that was weird. Right. And now it's just like, no way in hell do I leave that closet door open at night.
Oh, God, no. Oh, my God, no.
You know, or I don't know. To me, it's just like it could be there.
Yeah.
It could if I don't handle it the way I used to or the way, you know. Yeah. You run up the stairs just a little faster. Habit? Or do you think something's watching you?
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's so interesting. And just that letter makes me feel a little less insane that there are other people out there like you and me.
Nate, I get it. But I like it. Do you feel like something's watching? I do still sometimes, like, especially coming up out of a basement or something. It just, you know, and then you would be like, I would turn on lights and make a huge ass stink of the fact I'm coming down.
Yeah.
Right? Like, hello, it's me, you know, doing an Ethel murmur. And
Ethel Merman.
Impression,
I'm
right?
I'm coming down yeah, the stairs.
Exactly. I'm coming down the stairs. Like, make a big stink out of it, you know, like flipping on every single light.
Well,
just... I'm coming
down the stairs. Because the last house I lived in that was haunted, not haunted house, my living room area was in the basement. So John and mm-hmm. I both had our own living rooms. And there was a light at the top of the basement stairs, but not a light, there was a switch at the top of the basement stairs, but not a switch at the bottom. So that would mean... that to walk up the stairs, it would be totally dark behind me. And I could not do that. I could not do that. So I left a light on for years in that house, in the basement all the time, because I could not walk up the stairs. Or it would be, I just couldn't walk up the stairs with it totally dark behind me. I just couldn't do it. Now, maybe I could walk up the stairs, turn the light on, walk back down, turn the light off, walk back up the stairs. But then it was still so dark behind me. So,
well,
I don't know.
That strikes me more than just a habit.
Oh,
like, that's deep
yeah.
than a habit.
Yeah. But I also had some activity, you know, some shit happened to me in that house. But
true.
Well, let's go on to our next story.
My name is Clay, and I'm from Alabama. And I was working... one night, we worked at a party, I was working one night, and it stayed so slow there at night that they couldn't see people on the clock. So after like 7 or 8 o'clock, usually the cashier would go home, and it would just be me and the tip leader because I was a cook. We closed at 10, so I would stay around 7 or 8 when the cashier left. I would start doing some closing duties and trying to get everything cleaned up. And the first night it really happened, I was there and, you know, doing my closing duties and thought I'd see somebody standing in the lobby, because you could see where the cashiers take the orders and everything. I mean, you could see out into the lobby clearly, and they could see me making their food. And I went back to wash my hands, and I looked back up, and no one was there. So I turned around to my shift leader, and I was like, did somebody just walk in? And he said, I didn't see anybody. Whatever, let me get back to work. So I turned around and started work again. A few months later, I don't know exactly how much later, me and the same shift leader were working, and this was kind of the point where everything kind of changed on it. But like, at the time I smoked, and I don't smoke anymore, but at the time I smoked, and I had to go ask permission to go out and get a cigarette. So I was working, and I was like, I actually really want a cigarette. So I thought I'd seen my trip leader walk into the office. So I walk up there, and I'm like, hey, Chris, and I'm, you know, looking in the office, and nobody's there. I was like, huh. So this is why I just seen him walk in the office. And the shift leaders wore black shirts and black pants, and the crew members wore black shirts with red sleeves and black pants. It wasn't any kind of distinct color. They're just black. So I thought he just kind of swung around the corner and went into the office. And that was this figure that I always seen there. It was just a little black figure that just moved. And I mean, it wasn't like it, you know, light speed or anything. It would just move across your peripherals or sometimes right in front of you. So I walk into the lobby to see if he's like mopping or cleaning off tables or something, and he is not. So I walk to the bathroom, and there he is in the bathroom, cleaning. So I'm like looking at him, and he's like, why do you have that weird look on your face? And I was like, I don't know. I could have swore I seen you walk in the office a second ago. He said, nah, dude, I've been in here for like 10 minutes. I was like, okay. And so he starts asking me what it was I'd seen and everything. And I told him, I was like, I don't know, man. I was like, I seen it in my peripherals. I thought it was somebody walking into the office. And he was like, you know, I've seen that before too. And then I was like, huh, that's weird. And he said, there's a lot of people who have. And he said that a lot of people believe this store was haunted. And at the time, I didn't really believe in that kind of thing, you know. And he said that one girl that he knew, he was really close to her. He was in love with her, but they didn't get the chance to be together. She was killed in a car crash, and she worked there. And I never met her. She was killed before I started. He said that he believed it was her. Nobody has ever had anything weird, to my knowledge, that happened to them while they were there working. But everybody who has worked at night has seen that, or early morning, even. Because I've had friends that open, and they've seen it, you know, flash forward a little while, a couple of years. And I'm dating this girl, and my roommate's dating this girl, and all four of us work there. Well, both of the girls that we were dating, shift leaders, and he and I were crew trainers, training to be shift leaders. They were there, and then so one night I was closing, and my girlfriend was my shift leader that night, and I seen somebody up front again. And at this time, she was walking. She was back at the computer, and she stood up and started walking towards the front, and I went over to wash my hands, and I looked over, and nobody was there. And I was like, you know, what, is there somebody else here? I thought I'd seen somebody in here. And she said, you saw that too? And I was like, huh. I was like, is that the first time you've seen it? She was like, no. She was like, I'll be here a lot of nights and just randomly see somebody walking across the floor or walking towards the cooler or wherever, just walking a little bit, and then I turn and look, and they're gone. And I was like, but you can't make out a figure, right? She was like, yeah, it's just like a little black, looks like a person, just a little black shape. So I don't know. There's been, you know, countless people I've talked to about it. And they're like, yeah, I've seen that too. You know, I got, you know, friends and stuff. But I don't know that it's necessarily haunted. I don't know what to make of it. I don't want to hear your guys' opinions on it or, you know, anything. Just to hear if there's any kind of thing that's like, can confirm that that's a haunting, because nothing really scary had happened. It was just kind of, you just see it every now and then. I don't know. It was kind of weird. Nothing was ever like randomly misplaced. Nothing was ever knocked over or nothing weird happened. Nothing ever turned off and on or Nobody ever got pushed. No, I don't know. It's weird. And I just kind of wanted to share that story. But anyway, thanks for the time. Really enjoyable show. You guys are great. Thank you.
Well, I think what they've got there at the Hardys is just your run-of-the-mill shadow person. Because he's like going, nothing's been moved. Nobody's been pushed. You know, nothing's been scary. It's just we keep seeing this. And when you're working fast food or any type of customer service, retail mm-hmm. store, something, you're always on alert for people walking in and out.
Absolutely.
You know when the door's open. You know when the table's set. You know when they've left. You're constantly aware of that because that's the business you're in.
Well, and in a kitchen, it's critical.
Yeah.
Right? If you turn around, you could burn somebody or something. So it's really important that you know who's right there. So you're being aware of your surroundings, and then you think somebody's right there, and you look, and they're not.
Yeah, and it's like his boss. He's in his office. No, he's cleaning the bathroom. Well, who did I just see? And it sounds like everybody there who's worked night shifts or early in the morning has had similar experiences. It's like a shadow person.
I agree.
And it is interesting that there was a girl who worked there who died tragically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I like to think she wouldn't go back to the Hardys.
Well, but with that said, there seemed to be a connection between her and the supervisor.
Yeah.
Right? And maybe she, and I don't know, like, you could almost test the supervisor. Okay, so you guys both worked there. Did anything happen prior to that? Are you noticing it after, now looking back at it,
mm-hmm.
right? Do you think this started after she was killed? She had a connection to him, and if he's still around or whatever, or working, she's kind of there because of him.
And I think that, you know, we all have in our heads what a haunting should be. And I think he's trying to put the haunting in this box where there has to be more stuff happening. And there doesn't have to be. It could be right. A shadow person, and that's all it's ever going to be.
Yeah.
And it sounds exactly like what it is.
But, you know, I think a possibility is the girl attached to the supervisor somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
And is kind of there around him.
Yeah. So just remember all that next time you walk into a Hardee's in Alabama.
Ooh,
might be the haunted
might
one.
Be that one, yeah.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you'd like to. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, and you can sign up super easily. Go through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.